Hi, welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Hey, guys. This is Miles Title.
Miles Title, the Dean Martin of the site here, evidently. He's so cool and laid back. Hey, everybody.
Ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling.
Yeah. That has a weird rhythm to it.
Yeah.
So what's going on, Miles? Hey, have you seen CeeLo Ward in any new ads, by the way?
No, I don't know. They seem just a little bit different, but...
You know, in a bad way or in a better way?
They're about the same, but it's just, like, different information.
Oh, I see.
You know what ad is really funny right now?
What's that?
I think it's Nike.
Uh-huh.
Where the guy, it looks like it maybe a college campus.
Okay.
And, like, these two guys come out, like, in blue shirts. And they set up, like, these running blocks.
Uh-huh.
And this guy, you know, he's, like, reading the book, and he gets the hint that they want him, like, to get in the running blocks, you know?
Right.
Because he's wearing their shoes. And they fire this starting pistol, like, everyone freaks out.
Okay.
Then the sign goes, you know, maybe we love running too much or something like that.
Oh, really? It doesn't sound very entertaining to me.
It's funny. Because, you know, you're on this campus, and they hear gunshot, like, Right. Everyone freaks out. They start running for cover.
Somebody's in a clock tower or something.
Yeah.
Well, the way you describe it just isn't very funny.
Well, one more thing I wanted to mention before getting the show.
Okay.
Is there looks like there's this really stupid movie coming out.
Yeah?
About these anorexic girls that work in a bar.
Oh, Coyote Ugly.
Yeah. I don't know what it's about. It looks completely stupid.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It just looks dumb.
So are you trying to change your image?
Yeah.
Because this is the exact type of movie that you would be going to see.
I am changing my image. I've gotten the word show is a little bit too dirty.
Who told you that?
I've just heard from different sources that maybe the show's gotten a little dirty.
No, but this is your image. That Coyote Ugly movie was made for Miles Tyler.
I know, and I'm changing my image. I'm doing this right now.
I can't believe you're like Tammy Faye Baker or something like that.
Matter of fact, I tell you what, I'm going to be talking about midgets tonight, so if anyone doesn't want me to talk about midgets, then they shouldn't listen.
Just stop right here.
Yeah.
I just can't get over this Coyote Ugly thing, because this movie was made for you.
I know.
Everyone like you.
Well.
You would... Women dancing on bar, getting loaded and everything like that,
yeah.
That is a movie for you.
No, I'm not. I have no interest in seeing it.
Oh, but...
I'm changing my ways. I'm not going to see it.
You are such a liar.
No, I'm not.
You will be first in line. Hey, when are you going to play that movie? Hey. It'll be like the 11 o'clock show on Friday. There you'll be.
You know, I'm trying to change my ways.
No, this is not you. This is total false.
You know, yesterday I didn't even wear underwear.
That sounds like you.
I freeballed it all day.
That sounds like you.
You know what?
That sounds like you. This Coyote Ugly thing
does
not sound like you at all.
I know, and I don't know. I think it's going to be a complete flop.
Yeah.
We'll see if I'm right.
They'll hear the flop coming out of your pants in the movie theater.
Well, I'm just changing. I'm changing.
No, you're not changing.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
I mean, you're too old to change at this point.
Well, I'm going to change.
So, are you going to burn all your porn or what?
Yes, I think I'm going to.
No.
I'm going to send it all to you, I think.
You are such a liar.
I think I will.
I can't even take this line anymore.
I think I will.
I got to change the subject because I'm getting so fed up with this line. Where do we see, Minnie, where do we see that magazine with CeeLo Ward on it? Was that People?
She's on the cover of People, yeah.
Oh, I tell you got to go out and get the People. I just wanted to get clarification. People magazine, you have to go get it because she's on the cover. It's about women who are over 40 or what? Over 50? Over 50 who are still sexy.
She's not over 50.
Evidently she is over 50? Evidently.
Oh, come on.
So you'll have to run out and get it because, you know, you see, 3 weeks ago you wanted to be a stalker of CeeLo Ward. This week you're telling me Coyote Ugly is going to be a flop of a movie.
Right.
I mean, it just doesn't calculate there. What are you, in a Unification Church or something? All
I'm
of a
sudden? Changing, I'm telling you.
Oh, I got to get off of this right now.
I'm changing the site right now.
I'm getting so angry. that you're lying so bad, so poorly at that. I mean, it's just so poor.
I'm changing. I'm going to safe topics now.
So poor. You're lying so badly at this point. I can't even listen. Hardly.
Yeah.
I can't hardly listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just people out there. I mean, if they listen to the site even once, they're going to be like, I mean, other than the voice, they're not even going to be able to know it's you. I mean, it's going to be like, you know, what's happened here?
Well,
are you like Larry Flint or something when you went over to see, what was it, Jimmy Carter's sister or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up with that? It's so fake.
Yeah, I know. Well, see, I want to do a boring show just to show people what it's like when we take out the dirty stuff.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Oh, well, so you should have hit me to that because this lying thing really made me mad.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to do a safe show.
Oh, a safe show. Coyote Ugly is going to be a flop, so you're kind of doing the opposite of what you normally do.
Right.
Because you would really get into Coyote Ugly.
Otherwise, yes, I'd be the first one in line to see a bunch of bimbos, anorexic bimbos jumping on a bar.
Wow, okay. I was really getting scared there for a minute.
So. I know.
Well, go ahead. What's your story?
This is the safe show. Okay. Oh, my son just hit me right in the kneecap with his lightsaber. Ow. Ow.
Those toys are dangerous.
It's not safe for me.
You can put an eye out with that thing.
Okay. Do you know who Billy Barty is?
I know who the great Billy Barty is, yes.
He's a midget. He's an actor.
I prefer to call him little people.
All right. He's vertically challenged.
Yeah.
And, you know,
horizontally challenged, I understand, as well.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, I know you're going with that.
Yeah.
I'm not going there with that.
Yeah, he's a fantastic small actor.
Yes.
From the old school.
Yes.
Fantastic. Been in everything.
Right.
Even Weird Al Yankovic's UHF.
Yes.
As a cameraman, which is a very funny bit.
And I'm always making reference to him, like, whenever I feel like I get shortchanged with something, you know, like, oh, yeah, I just got a Billy Barty portion of you know, potatoes at this restaurant or something, you know.
So this is a...
Or, you know, I'm always referencing, like, oh, yeah, great, all I have is this little Billy Barty umbrella, you know. Like, you have something really small, you know. You understand? Are you there?
So this is a frequent topic in the bedroom.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, see, I knew you were trying to ruin the safe show, but I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going.
I can't help but laugh here.
I won't. I won't let you ruin it. So, the other week.
Your wife keeps using that term as well. Stuck with Billy Barty in the bedroom.
Oh, look at Billy Barty.
Oh, my God. So anyway,
the other week, I'm watching TV with my wife.
Okay.
And now, she loves to watch the old reruns of Little House on the Prairie.
Sure. For her age group, demographic, everybody watched them.
I've never watched a full episode of the show because I think it's just stupid.
Well, that's the guys, on the other hand, don't want to see it at all.
I think it's weird that, you know, Laura, you know, the character who's like supposed to be 13 or 14 is in love with a guy that's like 35, which is just weird. Yes, son.
I love the episode, the very special episode, whenever, you know, she gets her period. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, this is the safe show.
Yeah, this is the safe show. So now, I happen to see on the credits that Billy Barty's going to be, like, on the show.
Okay.
So I'm like, hey, you know, Billy Barty, I'll watch it, you know?
Yeah.
And also I see Ken Berry's going to be on the show.
Oh, you're a big Ken Berry fan.
Now, you know who Ken Berry is.
Oh, yeah. F Troop, Mayberry RFD.
Right.
Yeah. Now, he was on an episode of the Brady Bunch.
I mean, you could You could pick Ken Berry out of a lineup, right?
Oh, yeah, I could.
Okay.
And Billy Barty.
Yeah. Okay. Now, they don't look nothing alike, right?
Right.
Okay. Okay. Now we're getting to the point of my story.
Okay.
Now, my wife is always, you know, trying to brag about how much smarter she is than me.
Well, I think that's probably been proven over and over again.
That probably is true, but...
Somehow that seems to be a topic in your bedroom a lot as well.
Hey, this is a safe show, then, you know.
Oh, okay.
Now, the show starts, and she sees Ken Berry, right?
Yeah.
She goes, oh, is that Billy Barty?
Yeah.
Now, I'm thinking, how in the hell can you confuse Ken Berry, well, given maybe he's not that tall, but he's certainly not a midget, with Billy Barty? Tell me how you could confuse the two.
I think Ken Berry's got more hair, and he's kind of better looking as well.
Yeah.
Not to say anything against Mr. Barty. He is a legend.
Yeah. He doesn't have that creaky little voice. Right?
Yeah, and his pants aren't like 12 inches long either, so.
So I start laughing at my wife. She gets all mad, you know.
Yeah.
I go, don't you know that, you know, I talk about Billy Barty stuff all the time, and I mean a midget. She goes, yeah, well, I just got him confused. And, but how could you confuse the two?
I don't know.
Ken Berry from F Troop, you know, the commander of F Troop.
Hey, I think I would have stuck with the... Yeah, that's Billy Barty. I just would have stuck with it because, you know, he's got a bigger wanger than Billy Barty does anyway.
Yeah, this is the safe show now. Of course, my wife has started calling me Ken Berry in the back.
I'm just guessing Ken Berry's a better lover than Billy Barty, but I have no idea.
I don't know. But so now I have, you know, proven to my wife...
Uh-huh.
That, you know, maybe I might be, you know, have the edge on her, you know.
You might tell the part. You've got the edge on famous midget actors in Hollywood.
I do. I know my midget actors.
So you got the one category on Jeopardy, and she's got the rest of the board. Famous midget actors of the 70s. Billy Barty!
Let's go for the, you know, video daily double. Is that Ken Berry? Oh, I'm sorry, Ken Barty. Ken Berry wasn't a midget.
Although Ken Berry's only 5'4", he doesn't qualify. that's funny.
You see, now that was my safe topic.
That was your safe topic?
Yeah.
All right, well, I don't know if I have a totally safe topic, but I'll try to make it as safe as possible.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you, this weekend, you saw the Godfather movies, haven't you?
Yeah.
And again, since this is a safe show, I suppose I should put the little disclaimer about, you know, I don't want to offend any Italian Americans or anything like that with making references to the Godfather and so forth. But on Friday evening, you know that music in the Godfather?
Mm-hmm.
Could you hum a little bit of that for me? I don't know what the hell that was. You know, it's violin-y, you know?
Well, yeah, how can I help
Well, that started playing here in our house. I could hear it, you know, faintly in the distance.
Yeah.
As my wife were sitting, you know, in the evening, and she proceeds to tell me, you know, in the Godfather, it was... You know, today we're going to close all the family business.
Right.
And they go around and they kill a bunch of people.
Right.
And, you know, kind of wrap it up real good, you know, for that movie. And they did that for three movies, which is kind of interesting.
Right.
You know, we're going to settle all family business today. Well, I got the edict from my wife with the violins in the background. Today we're going to settle all house fixing.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So... You know that means me.
The honeymoon's over.
So, any project that's lingering needs to be fixed this weekend.
Yeah.
Well, as you know, since you visited, because I think it was happening while you were here,
yeah.
There was a leak in the basement in a pipe.
Yeah.
But the leak was in the pipe that was over a drain, and so I didn't worry about it because the water just went right down the drain.
Right.
And this has been since you were here, which I don't know, it's been like, I don't know, 3 months?
Long time.
Yeah, long time. So I got it was handed down to me like Michael Corleone did to all his folks there, you know, we're going to settle all family business today.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to fix that leak. Not only that.
Yeah.
I had to sweep and mop all the floors.
Wow.
And we're not even done yet.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know. You couldn't handle this.
No, I'm tired just listening to this.
And I had a big bunch of rocks in the backyard I had to move.
Stonehenge.
Yeah. Well, no, we got these stupid... They were planters whenever I dug them up because there's so much crap growing in them.
Yeah. Originally, they were planters.
Originally, they were just white rocks on the ground.
Right.
And you put, like, a potted plant in it. Well,
right.
So many things had fallen into it and started growing that it was just like a little forest down there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I cleaned the garage. So.
Wow.
It was spooky like that, you know. She was sitting there and the lights got dark and then little backlighting. She's like, had all her, you know, you touch your fingers to your fingers. And,
hey, Bob, I got some projects for you to do around the house.
One day you can do me a favor. Yeah, that was it. Totally. So I was shagging ass all weekend.
Holy, and that's a lot of shagging, let me tell you.
But I got it all done.
That's good.
But, I mean, that was scary.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it could be like this, you know?
The honeymoon's over.
So I was working all weekend. I just finished up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you had to do all that.
And go to the grocery store. And go to the library and be chauffeur and a whole bit.
Holy man.
So, yeah, that was a totally safe story because it wasn't me.
That's good. See, that's what a safe story is.
That was a real safe story.
That we've kept it safe tonight.
Pretty much, except for the building.
Pretty much.
But yeah, I mean, I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, this is so harsh. And I was defenseless. I could do nothing about it.
Because you don't like manual labor.
Well, I'm not the only one, you know.
Yeah.
I'd say you're president of the No Manual Labor Party.
Well, that is true. That is true.
Well, yeah, I got it all fixed. I was really totally amazed.
Wow.
Because normally I don't work that hard. I had to cut the grass, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I watch no television.
That's unusual for you.
That is very unusual.
So you didn't get to see the Nike ad that I was talking about.
No, I have not seen it. That's probably why it's not funny at all to me.
Yeah, you're going to see it, you're going to say, damn it, you know?
That's funny.
Excuse me, darn it.
That's about as funny as those Domino's commercials with the puppet.
Oh, Bad Andy.
Bad Andy, good pizza. I mean, what the hell's up with that?
Yeah, you know, I had meant to talk about that. I forgot to talk about it. I have a pin for you.
Oh, you do?
With Bad Andy on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, what's the point of them? Who cares? It's a puppet.
Apparently it was an ad they used to have a long time ago, and they brought it back.
I never knew they even had it.
That's what I was told.
Well, that's evidently the problem, and I don't have any idea what was going on.
It looks like basically a talking turd or something.
Well, I wasn't taking it to that extreme, but I was thinking along the lines of, I don't want Andy to make my pizza because you get all that Muppet fuzz in the crust.
It's all this black curly hair in the pizza.
I mean, think about it. He's eating the dough. You know?
Yeah, I know.
And I just can't trust anybody without genitalia. If I don't know where they're at, you know what I mean?
Then you must not trust yourself.
Oh, goodness gracious. I thought this was supposed to be a safe show.
I know.
Billy Barney.
We just had to bring it up a little bit, you know. Oh, goodness.
So, yeah, I can't trust Bad Andy because he's not got anything there, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a Billy Barty as well.
Yeah, or something. Who knows?
He's jealous of Billy Barty.
Yeah. I don't know.
That is weird.
But I don't like those commercials one bit.
Yeah, I meant to talk about that, yeah.
Bad Andy, good pizza. I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
I don't know either. I don't understand the vibrating chair or anything.
See what I mean?
There's something wrong with that.
If you had a vibrating chair like that, you'd get an erection, so...
Hey, now! Hey, now!
There goes the safe show.
Yeah.